What if I told you that there are absolutely invisible forces that you can invoke to assist you in attaining success? Now, when I say that, you either are expanded by that idea or there's naturally skepticism that comes up. And if there's skepticism that comes up, I totally understand. But what I want to invite you to see is just how real invisible forces are in our reality and how big of an influence they have. So invisible force number one, for example, is God. There are billions and billions and billions of people that this invisible force of God is very, very, very real to. Whether it's real to you or not, that is up to what you choose in your human experience, but it's invisible and it's real to many people. Now, if you are a hardcore atheist, all we have to do is we don't have to look far to see how invisible forces impact our world. You know, there was a time, probably in the 1900s, 1800s, I don't know the exact date, but there was a time where we thought we didn't know where colds and viruses came from, but those are very real. They're very real and they come from viruses that are invisible to the naked eye. So we can't argue in saying it's valid to believe with conviction that there are invisible forces that govern our life and not necessarily govern, but that we can collaborate with. Now, I am not sharing this because it sounds good or because it sounds spiritually sexy. I'm sharing this because this has been a very, very, very real experience in my life at the most pivotal moments of my life, and specifically moments where I felt massive amounts of uncertainty and fear and also desire to create my dream and what it is that I wanted. And I'll bring you back to the age of 17 years old. And there's a very, very mind-blowing thing that happened. But before I share that thing with you, I do want to let you know that I'm going to share with you how to invoke and activate these invisible forces in your life to assist you in creating success. So back to the story. When I was 17, I had this dream to become self-employed. I had so much fear of failure. I remember this tape of fear just going off in my mind. What if you fail? What if you fail? What if you fail? And at this period in my life, I had a massive loss as well. My grandpa passed away, and my grandma passed away years and years before my grandpa, but he passed away. And at this time, I was reading what was my favorite book at the time, and still one of my favorite books of all time, which is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And I knew of Think and Grow Rich, and I wanted to read Think and Grow Rich so badly. And so anyway, we go to my grandpa's house to clear out his house because he's on the other side now. And my mom said, you can take whatever you want, just run it by me. And I was like, okay, great. So I go over to the bookshelf, and she kept saying, I remember this specifically, she said multiple times, go look at the books. And so I go over and I look at the books, and what do I see? Think and Grow Rich. So I grabbed Think and Grow Rich, and I didn't think much of it. I started reading it a few nights later, and here's an important detail that I need to share with you. My mom was very, very, very close and inspired with her uncle Sonny, and her uncle Sonny was a top salesman for his company. He was into personal growth. He was one of the most inspirational people in my mom's life, if not the most inspirational person. He passed away a year before I was born, and I ended up being born on his exact birthday. My mom took that as a sign. So anyway, let's go back to the story. These are very important details. So I am reading this book and I look at the cover of the book and it's, when I open it up and it's, the book is $5.50. It was $5.50 back in the 1950s. And there was a name in the book and it said Tom Kelly. And that name sounded familiar for some reason. And I had the thought pop in my head, what if Tom Kelly is Uncle Sonny? Now my mom told me that I always reminded her of Uncle Sonny, that, you know, my positive attitude. And she always told me that. We have similar character traits of, like, I love swimming. And I've always felt this spiritual connection to him, although I've never met him in my entire life. And so I end up walking into her bedroom at the time, because again, I'm 17, still living with my parents. And I ask her, I said, "Who's Tom Kelly?" And she looks at me and she goes, "That's your Uncle Sonny. Why?" And I open the book and I show her, I go, "Mom, this was Uncle Sonny's book." And she looked at me and she was like, "Oh my gosh, are you serious?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And that book was, it literally felt like he slipped that book to me from the other side. That book was given to me at the exact moment that I needed it most. At the exact moment. And I ended up reading a chapter in that book called The Mastermind Principle. And the Mastermind Principle is basically about creating a group of people that are, or joining a group of people, or creating a group of people that are aligned behind one goal that they want to attain and that they want to achieve. So what do? I end up creating my own mastermind group. And that led me to meeting the mentors. Like, the people in the mastermind group connected me with people who connected me with people who would mentor me and who would make the biggest difference when it came to creating success. One of those mentors that I got connected with was, he is known in the online space, his name's Eli Wilde, and he was at the time Tony Robbins' number one salesman, and he took me under his wing and was incredibly generous with the support and mentorship that he gave me. I met another mentor at the time, his name, Mark Dama. He was a celebrity trainer, it still is, now he's a fitness and wellness and biohacking and business coach, and human optimization coach, essentially, and he guided me as well. It was because of this divine synchronicity that nudged me to make these choices that led me to meeting the mentors that I would end up collaborating with and that would absolutely change my life. So the big question is, how do we activate these forces in our life so that we can create this momentum and this magic and these synchronicities? Well, here's key number one. Key number one is that although you don't know whether or not it will work or not, although you don't know whether or not it will fail, you have to be absolutely committed to the outcome. I know that if you have a dream, that you have this feeling, this knowing inside of you, this deep soul knowing that you're meant to create something great with your life. And I want to invite you right now to bring awareness to that knowing and to feed that knowing and to fuel that knowing that you are here. If that knowing tells you that you're going to change the fucking world, you're going to change the fucking world. But you have to believe it and you have to commit to that outcome 100%. You have to go all in. Why? Because the universe tends to act as a mirror. Okay? So, and I believe, you know, if you were to look at it from a spiritual perspective, imagine there are all these angels on the other side. They want you to win. They can see what you're up to. They can see the success that you're going after, and they want you to win. but they're only going to reward you with these synchronistic moments, with these opportunities, when you believe these little insights that they're giving you, that they're feeding your mind. They're only going to reward you when you go full out and when you go all in and when you activate your potential. So will you right now give yourself the permission to activate and live up to your potential every single day? And side note, important side note, what does it mean to live up to our potential? Well, the quality of our life gets down to the quality of our days. The quality of our days gets down to the quality of our mindset, because we filter everything through our mindset. I mean, this is one of the big reasons why at this time I'm calling this podcast the Ryan Clarkin Mindset Podcast, because it's helping you upgrade your mindset in a very similar way that I do with coaching my clients. It's helping you upgrade your mindset so that you can upgrade the quality of your days, so that you can upgrade the quality of your life. And not just the quality of your life, the quality of the lives of every single person that you impact through your entire life. I know that by you listening to this podcast and you elevating yourself and you making the commitment, the decision to go all in on your dreams, I know that by making that decision that you will impact millions of people through your entire life. Will you allow yourself to fully believe that with absolute 100% conviction? You know, these reminders are so important. There's a difference between knowing, like, oh yeah, I know I'm destined for something great, and having this integrated embodiment of deep, profound belief that I believe wholeheartedly with every aspect of my being and soul that I'm destined for greatness, that I'm going to create greatness, that it's going to happen, that it's for me. Key number two is you have to back that belief with consistent action every single day. Okay. Now, is it okay to take days off here and there? Yes, absolutely. I'm not telling you that you need to fall into the pits of toxic grind culture, although at the same time, I don't see anything wrong with massive productivity. You know, there's a time and a place to live from powerful, consistent cause, and maybe that time is now. But you need to be taking the actions in your life that if people are on the other side, if angels are on the other side and they're looking at you, that they're nodding their head in approval, that they're saying, yes, like he is on his way. Yes, she is on her way. They are on their way to creating success without a doubt. And in that space, that is where the magic happens. There's a quote that I want to share with you that's one of my favorite quotes of all time that so beautifully embodies this. It's by Terence McKenna. Nature loves courage. You make the commitment and nature will respond to that commitment by removing impossible obstacles. Dream the impossible dream and the world will not grind you under. It will lift you up. This is the trick. This is what all these teachers and philosophers who really counted, who really touched the alchemical gold, this is what they understood. This is the shamanic dance in the waterfall. This is how magic is done, by hurling yourself into the abyss and discovering it's a feather bed. I really want to invite you to let that land. Hurling yourself into the abyss and trusting that there is a feather bed waiting to catch you. How much of our life do we waste playing small, holding back, being in our head, doubting ourselves, feeding the fears, when there literally could be a feather bed waiting there to catch us? We're making up that the worst case scenario is going to happen. Why do we do this? Well, one of the big reasons why we do this is because we haven't learned how to become the masters of our own ego. Every human being has an ego. I'm not talking about, when I say ego, I'm not talking about being full of yourself. I'm talking about that part of your brain that's wired for survival, not thriving, survival, that tells you that you're not enough, that feeds thoughts of limitation and doubt into your mind. If you have not learned how to become the master of your ego, if you have not learned how to become the master of your mind, you will continue moving through life, getting in your own way. And if you have been getting in your own way lately, hasn't it been too long that that's been happening? When you know that you have this greatness inside you, when you know that you have more to give, when you know that you have more money to make, when you know you have more impact to create, how much longer are you going to allow your doubts, your limitations, your fears, your subconscious mind, your ego to hold you back? And if you're a person who's listening to this and you are ready for massive change, you are ready for a massive upgrade in your life, then I want to invite you to bring me on as your personal coach to help you to transcend the limitations of your ego, to help you to master your mindset so that you can create and live the life that you've known in your heart for so long that you're destined for. If that sounds like something that would be absolutely beneficial to you, reach out to me on Instagram at Ryan Clarkin. Message me the word coaching. Message me what you want help with. You can also email me, ryan@ryanclarkin.com. That's R-Y-A-N. Let me repeat that. ryan@ryanclarkin.com. And email me with subject line coaching and let me know what you want help on and what you want to create. So when it comes to coaching, hiring a coach isn't about feeling like you need coaching or not. You might be listening to this and you're like, I need a coach in my life. Like, I've been getting in my own way for too long. But you might be listening to this and you're like, you know what? I don't feel like I need a coach. Like, I'm doing decent on my own. I'm crushing it. I'm actually doing pretty well. And if you feel that way, the question that I want to ask you is, how much more of your potential do you believe that can be unlocked on a daily basis? Like, think about how you operate on a day-to-day basis. And if you were to average yourself 1 to 10, 10 being your absolute best, where would you rate yourself? Would you rate yourself a 7? Would you rate yourself a 6? Would you rate yourself a 3? Would you rate yourself a 9? Would you rate yourself a 10? Where would you put yourself when it comes to your growth? And if you do rate yourself a 10, what would a 20 look like? What would a 100 look like? Because that's the space where you discover what it is that you don't know that you don't know. That's the space where you discover what's possible beyond your current blind spots. And everybody has blind spots. And if you think that you don't, well, the human experience is kind of like a camera. You are in your own mind. By definition, you have blind spots because you're not outside of your mind. When you bring a coach in to see and look at you, you know, when you're caught in certain patterns for so long for your entire life, or when you're in certain patterns, every human being has a circuit of patterns that they run day after day. There are patterns that you have been running your entire life that you think are serving you, but might be holding you back. And you don't realize them that and have the opportunity to shift and upgrade them until you have a coach on your side. So reach out to me. I would love to be in service to you. I would love to support you in activating and unlocking your potential, whether that looks like coaching, whether that looks like through one of my programs or courses, whether it looks like through a membership that I have. We're going to find the best way that I have available to help you to unlock and unleash your potential. And I want you to imagine what it will be like to have a master coach, somebody that's been working with human beings for a decade now, depending on when you're listening to this, it could be longer than that, and helping them to unlock and activate your potential. Imagine what it would be like to be in collaboration with a master coach, and imagine what you'll create in the next year as a result of that. With that, I appreciate you immensely. Always remember, there's only one version of yourself that will ever exist as far as we know. So love the heck out of yourself. Play the biggest game that you can possibly play with your life and have a fun, fulfilling, and epic time along the way. I'm Ryan Clarkin. I'll see you on the next episode.